Drouillard, Brother and Sister, Nearing Chicago, November 10th, 1901. Dear Brother and Sister Drouillard, I am sorry that you feel that you must leave us, but God forbid that I should exercise selfishness in anything. If you cannot rest as you consider the many calls that are made, I would not hold you. I have appreciated and loved you. You have both worked for my interests. But I know that you can be of great service, either at Boulder or at Berrien Springs. You need not have the least idea that I am going to accept your proposition regarding your wages. Let everything be as we agreed. Charge me and credit yourself with the wages I agreed to pay. Your work has been of more value to me than the money expresses, and I would have you remain. But it may be that the Lord is impressing your minds to take hold in some of the important places that need just the help that you can give them. Please charge me with the wages I decided to pay you. I am now short of means, but this will not always be. I shall have means, and you need not suppose that I shall listen to the proposition you made. The money is yours to do with as you please. If I have not enough on hand to pay you, consider the money as loaned to me until I can get some of that which is due me from Australia. If you feel that it is best for you to leave before we return, follow your own judgment. I should hate to have you traveling at the worst season of the year. If you can remain, this will please me. But if you cannot feel at rest, I would not hold you, for I desire you to feel at rest. It troubles me to think that you are not so. If you feel that you must go, do not consider yourselves under obligation to stay till we return. As soon as I can find out the condition of things in New York, I will better understand my duty. As I consider the situation at Berrien Springs, I think that if you wish to go, they will need you. And they feel that I am holding you from them. If you decide that it is best for you to go, you may draw money from the Pacific Press for your fare. I think now that I have said all I need to free my mind. I must now say goodbye, and may the blessing of the Lord rest upon you both, is my prayer.